T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Lucius. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you know, how do you recover from what we've seen defensively from this Cowboys team over the first 8 weeks of the season? I mean, they would have needed, two more touchdowns and a field goal just to tie that game in Denver on Sunday afternoon. The Broncos offense isn't that good, is it?
No, it's not. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the last couple of weeks. You look at that game against the Carolina Panthers, and the Carolina Panthers just absolutely eviscerated the Dallas Cowboys defense, as did the Broncos. And, you know, you look at the Broncos offensively, and you think about this. Going into that game in the last 12 quarters, right, three games, they had two quarters that were worth, you know, that were worthy of at least defense a decent offensive production. So they had the fourth quarter of the Philadelphia game where they came back and won, and then, of course, the fourth quarter of that Giants game. So they haven't done anything offensively for 10 of the 12 quarters they played. And then, of course, the Dallas Cowboys are the get-right formula for just about everybody because their defense is just awful. And, you know, it's really interesting because their edge presence, they cannot defend the edge. And I've watched and witnessed this the last couple of weeks. Tight ends are lining up on the end of the line of scrimmage and blocking your defensive ends and toying with them. They're just crushing them. And so, like, you look at that situation, and, you know, you're going to hang 55, 60 on everybody that you play with a defense the way they're playing right now.
Stink, when you see that on tape, is that these players should stink, or is it maybe they're just kind of quitting on the coaching a little bit here?
I just don't think they're very good. I mean, listen, you put this on tape for you. Like, the guys that play in the league don't quit simply because you're putting that on tape, and all 31 other teams see this tape. And that's the difference between you leaving Dallas and having an opportunity to go somewhere else and get paid or not get paid. So, that's the issue that you get into as a player. Man, I'm putting this out there. This is my tape. And we may not be very good, you know, overall, but we're getting manhandled on the edge of this defense. We're getting manhandled everywhere. And like I said, Broncos, you know, there's this false narrative out there that this Broncos offensive line is a dominant offensive line. They're not. They haven't been. They haven't been at all. And they've actually been handled, especially in the running game. And, you know, and they put it together where they're getting, you know, I mean, I don't know how many explosives they have, but every time you looked up, there was another 20-yard, 15-yard run. I mean, it was one after the other after the other. And when you're sitting there and surviving and thriving in second down and four, like every run you hit, second down and three, every run you hit, every play you make is a 7-yard gain. You don't have to get into third downs. I think they had eight third down attempts. I think they were 5 of 8 or something like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Stink, you mentioned the Broncos and their offensive line maybe being a little overrated or whatever. Is there a team or two right now in the league that you think is a dominant offensive line? For so many years it was the Eagles, but it doesn't seem like that's quite the case anymore. Is there a team or two that you're like, oh, yeah, they got 5 dudes that are absolute animals?
Yeah, I mean, when I watch Detroit play, that's what I think Detroit is built that way. I think the Eagles could be built that way. I think the Eagles kind of found their identity a little bit. They realized, hey, the formula here is not dropping back 35 times. The formula here is leaning into the run, leaning into the quarterback run, limiting Jalen Hurts to 20 attempts a game, 22 attempts a game, whatever it is, and dominating that way. And I think we've seen, or we saw that last week, where you look at them and go, okay, they're back to the formula now. That's how they won. That's how they were such a dominant team last year. And they realize that that's kind of where they've got to live. That's kind of their wheelhouse.
Mark Schlereth, Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What is it typically with a team that performs significantly worse on the road? The Cowboys average just 24 points outside of AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, well, I mean, one, it's hard to play on the road.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And two, you know, when you're playing on the road, your defense is the one playing in the crowd noise. So the opponent's offense doesn't have any issues with crowd noise, doesn't have any issues with snap count, doesn't have to go silent, doesn't have to do any of that stuff. So at least you have that advantage at home to where your defense has got a little bit of help with the crowd and everything else. When you take that advantage out, they're just not good enough across the board at any level. And, you know, then you have the injuries to the back end of your defense and all that stuff. It's a nightmare. Offensively, they're still a really good football team. But like I said, as we started this thing, you know, when you go on the road, you're going to have to hang 40, 50, 60 points. I mean, that's how bad your defense is right now.
You're well connected in the NFL circles. How invested do you get in some of this trade chatter?
Not very. It is what it is. I mean, I look at the trade stuff, and until something happens, I'm just like, whatever. I'll wait until it happens. But I don't monitor, oh, so-and-so, this rumor, you know, Max Crosby could be going to the Dallas Cowboys, right? Like, I mean, that'd be great for Dallas, but I don't believe you're one Max Crosby away from all of a sudden this defense being fixed. I mean, you know, he's in Oakland and are in Vegas, and they're not any good in Vegas. So I don't think it helps that much.
How many Max Crosbys would you need to get to average defense for the Cowboys?
you need more than a Max Crosby. You got to get a Max Crosby. You've got to have that back end fixed because that back end has just been horrendous. So there's a lot of issues going on there. And you need them at all three levels, right? And then, of course, you got to have somebody off the edge that can rush the passer as well. Max would give you that, but there's a lot of other things that you need as a group in totality.
Hey, Stink, would Would Denver's defense be the best one that Dallas might play this year?
Yeah, they're pretty damn good. Now they lost Surtain.
Sure.
So that's gonna be interesting. So we'll see exactly how they respond to that. But as far as Ed Rush is concerned, as far as that ability to get after the quarterback and play all three levels, like all three levels of their defense, when you look at them, they can flat rush the passer. They're really good at defending the run as well. And then they've got, they don't even have their best linebacker. Greenlaw has been injured the whole season. He missed the game because he was suspended last week. And their back end is really, they're really good. So, it's probably arguably the best defense they'll face, and it's the one that's rushing the heck out of the passer.
How do you like the AFC West right now with the Chiefs starting to come on here? You got to hate that.
Yeah, I hate it with the white hot intensity of 1,000 Suns, but they're a really good football team, and it'll be interesting to see exactly how that kind of plays out. But right now, they've got their receiving core back. It's taking pressure off of Travis Kelce. He probably had his best game last night, and Mahomes throws two picks right off the bat in the first two drives, and it doesn't matter. They still put it on you. I watched that Raiders game because I have the Raiders this week. Mm-hmm. And, crazy when you watch what the Raiders – the Raiders had 3 first downs and 30 total plays on offense. So their defense is playing well. Offensively, they're playing well. It's ridiculous.
Coming out of the bye, Cowboys are going to take on the Raiders. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a couple of weeks. But, are the Raiders going to go off? Are they going to put up numbers against the Cowboys defense, if you had to pick it right now?
No, that is two anemic units going head to head. So, I would say that might end in a 0-0 tie.
Well, thank you, Mark. Have a great week 9, and we'll catch up with you next week.
That sounds good, guys. Take care.
Salute. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, popular guy, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Yeah, that would be the ultimate humiliation if the Raiders come out there and put up 40 on the Cowboys coming out of that bye week. It's time now for football's finest, though. Chief, where are you taking us?
We have a brand new football metric to admire. Plus, we got some pink eye issues and bad drafting in the Big D next in the nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.